Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Pardon me as I do a little fussing. Got my new spectacles. I decided if I'm really going to be serious about not losing this pair, I better get a chain on these things, and so I did, but now I'm literally wrestling with them in studio. I call them my Aunt Jane chain. I had an Aunt Jane that wore specs and made sure those puppies stayed around her neck with a fabulous little silver chain, and I got me one, and I need it. I need it. Rebecca Johns coming to you live Sundays at 7. It's about to get good. It's about to get really good, as a matter of fact. Thus, tonight's episode, it's about to get really real. Are you really ready? You know, my goal has been to bring you hot topics that matter in everyday life so that as we bring the information to you, it can be immediately applicable to you. I don't need to entertain you. You can put on the Kardashians for entertainment. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to contribute and share in a journey of awakening the great I am within each one of us. 1 John 4:4 is clear. Greater is the spirit that is in you than anything in this world. And that's your flesh character, my flesh character, money, sex, jobs, power, popularity, food. Yes, I said it, food. There is something greater and more powerful than it all, and it is the extension of the Creator that is literally funneled into this flesh vessel. And that spirit is meant to guide us. The Bible says that we are vessels for the Holy Spirit. So when that spirit is within us and we still walk around living diminished lives, walk around being insecure, walking around doubting our greatness, walking around having toxic relationships, walking around being miserable, walking around having poor health or poor pockets or poor anything, saying we all don't go through some sort of seasons. I'm not saying there aren't times for ebb and flow and a time to sow and a time to reap and maybe time where you got better and more and maybe times when you got to manage a little more tightly. I'm not saying there aren't natural ebbs and flows of life. That's the seasons. But there are some of us who've gotten stuck in trauma, stuck in dead-end jobs, stuck in relationships that are diminishing us, stuck in inferiority complexes, stuck being stuck not even knowing how to, if possible, access a better or greater life. But I'm telling you what, I'm not only here to tell you my story, share with you what I can personally contribute, but I am going every week to be bringing some extraordinary people to the conversation of this platform, people who are really real people. You are in a world that is so fake. You and I are in a world that is dominated by filters and duck lips and waist cinching and fake eyelashes and penis pumps and Viagra. Like, we are at a point where we don't know what's real and who we really are. We don't know how to get in touch with real imbalances and respect them and bring healing to them. We're in a world that will manipulate you for the money in your pocket without any real care for you, your mind, your heart, your body, your soul. And unfortunately, and yes, Lord, I said it, unfortunately, the Bible is true. The enemy will be in your own house. You will be dealing with mischief all the way to demonism in your own house. And are we really ready? Are we really ready when we say, you know, it's time to get woke and it's time to awaken and I'm awake and it's time to ascend and transcend and transform and transfigurate and all these words that we love to pedal and push out in there? Are we really ready to take that on? Because it's not usually pretty, my friends. It's not usually pretty. You know, there are people who are going to perpetrate to you that it's pretty because, number one, they're frauds, and number two, they're trying to sell you the icing without letting you know it's crap cake under there. Listen, you want to know how I know transformation brings a challenge if you really want to do it real? Ask the caterpillar. Ask the caterpillar. You know what? Better yet, ask a tomato seed. How many of us have gone to get that packet of seeds to plant some juicy tomatoes? Can't wait to get my garden vine-ripened, fresh, juicy tomatoes, heirloom. But when you tear that pack open, you don't have a bunch of tomatoes fall out. That's not 50-pound harvest. It's seeds. It's the possibility of some tomatoes. And I can't even say if you are a good farmer or gardener. I can't even say that because I'll tell you, my kid's dad and I did farming. And we'd get some heirloom, organic, non-GMO, top-of-the-line seeds, and plant a row of 10 of them, and two might not even perform. I mean, nothing. And then there might be a few that are, you know, basic, and some that do really well, and one that pops out extraordinary, and there you go. That's your harvest. And they all got treated the same. They all got put in the same yard, same soil, got the same water, same sun. To my knowledge, we did everything the same. And so when I say it's about to get really real, are you really ready? I mean, are you ready to, with the getting really real and reaching for the stars, really clear and really tuned into that just because you say, I want this thing that's fabulous, fabulous isn't what's instantly going to show up. As a matter of fact, oftentimes in the face of our goal setting and our demand to the universe that what we want is something amazing, what's going to show up is the gap. It's like when I say I want to be this goal weight and this goal fitness. Okie dokie. Okay. I hear you, Rebecca Lynn. But what's right there? The gap. The part I'm not. The degree to which I am not what I set my mind out to be. And so in a world that's just going to tell you to think it and manifest it and hold space and all of these terms that are actually stressing a lot of us out. And women in particular, ooh-wee. We have really become a lost breed, and I want to address that. You know, when the Holy Spirit led me into ministry, the message was clear to me that the ministry that I was bringing, the healing ministry that I was to bring and allow room for many not only to participate but even more many to come and get healing was because the world was without its matriarch. Families, households, churches, community organizations, schools, the matriarch is missing. And it's been beautiful to meet other women who have the same thing on their heart because it's confirmation for me that God wants his crone back. You know what I mean when I say that? There are some cultures that refer to the seasons of womanhood as the maiden, the mother, and the crone, meaning there's the young girl that is the beautiful, youthful, vibrant, sexy ingenue of youth, and she transforms in her mother season. And for many of us, that means becoming a mother, biological mother, stepmother, adopted mother, foster mother. For some of us, it means coming into our mothering, nurturing state. It's less about the me, myself, and I, and more about can be useful to build, commune, create, nurture greater outside of me, an extension of me that's not me, but it's of me, right? And then lastly, the crone. She is the sage. She is wisdom. The problem is our culture has told us that if we're going to become the crone, we're going to be in old grandma dresses with nylons rolled down below our knees and saggy Depends undergarments. And listen, some of us are going to be that version. Okay? And many of us might, despite our best effort, you don't have to be that version. You can be trendier. You can be thinner. You can be more sensual. Okay? We don't have to be Tyler Perry's Medea or Vicki Lawrence's Mama's Family. Okay? We don't have to take on those character types. But listen, that character, that role, that person who could snap peas or snap that ass, who will speak truth into you and life into you, but also knows when to put you in check, the one you knew you were ultimately safest with, because she'd been through enough of life where she wasn't trying to bamboozle you. She didn't have any funk to fake. She was real. And she really cared. Lord told me she's gone. Nana, Big Mama, Graham, Granny, Grandma, Grandmother, the crone is now 30-something in a club, shaking her ass, tricking herself out, photos and selfies, needing so much external validation to fill the holes within herself. And guess what? Her 38-year-old self is in the same club that her 22-year-old is in, who's shaking her ass doing her thing with the duck face and the lips and the selfies and the fake everything. And there are a couple of little babies, grandbabies, at home. Hopefully there's a microwave. Hopefully there's some popcorn. Hopefully there's some mac and cheese. Hopefully there's something, because the babies now are loose. They're on iPads and iPods and TVs and the internet, and they're raising themselves. They're lost. And don't get me wrong. There is a yang to our yin. There is the male counterpart to this breakdown in woman. And let me tell you, it's equal over there. Equal and opposite over in the male corner, the male column. So the show each week is not here to dig up turd, to upset people so that we can offend people. But I am so ready to be in my own face, y'all's faces, and anybody else's faces about what we're doing in life, such that we're creating a toxic family home life, a toxic church life, a toxic school life, a toxic doctor's office, hospital life. Where is it going to end? If in church I'm peddled fear and not love, if at school I'm peddled lies, not true education, and I'm manipulated, suppressed, oppressed, if in the doctor's office, I'm getting poison instead of medicine, my food system is compromised, then where do I go? Where's truth? Where is it? Time and time again, I'm talking to clients, people that are calling me like, Rebecca, you're my only, you're the last hope. Because they went to their pastor. They went to their doctor. They went to their therapist, and they're still losing their lives, their health, their sex, their money, their marriage, their job, because there is a paradigm. And the current paradigm is lots of knowledge and no wisdom. It is the age of information. Yes, I'll give that to you. www.yourassoff. You can find anything. You can find anything. But what you cannot find is truth. And, you know, for those of you who might say, oh, well, that's conspiracy theory, it's not just by accident, you guys. This is by design. It's by design. You think people sitting with billions of dollars developing corporate strategies for companies accidentally didn't let you know there was poison in your cereal? Accidentally forgot to tell you that your money goes to feed abortion and sex trafficking pipelines? They forgot to tell you? No. No. It's that irony lives. And that in the information age, there is equally and opposite the suppression, oppression, manipulation of information as well. And as a mother, as a minister, as a daughter, as a sister, as someone who's got her own aches and pains, I look for truth. I look to align myself with truth, and I look to share that truth. Do you understand? I look for it myself. I look to line up with it, to collaborate with it, and then to help distribute it. Because you who are in earshot of my voice, you deserve a life that is healthy and happy. You deserve a life that represents that the kingdom of God is of heaven is at hand now, and that you are a sovereign child of the Creator, and that no weapon of evil formed against you shall prosper. This is God's promise to his righteous. Whew. All right, we're going to take a quick musical break. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about the next few weeks, the schedule, the topics. I want to get some ideas from you as well. So if you'd like to call in the second half of the show, you can do that. The phone number is 516-666-9984. Got it? 516-666-9984. Give me a call in. Happy to talk to you. In the meantime, let's take a dive.
Try. We can do better, baby.
A minute and breathe that off, everybody. Breathe that off. So Sundays at 7 moving forward, we're going to be having some conversations. I'm going to be bringing you some topics, and I would really love your engagement. If you're someone who is interested in being a guest or know someone who you think would make a great guest, we're talking about things like sex, pornography, relationships, communication, finances, legacy wealth, planning for the future, creating a template of life to give to your children, parenting, nutrition, discipline, holistic and alternative care, alternative and complementary medicine, superfoods, essential oils, air and water purification, personal and household products, big ag, big pharma, church, religion and spirituality, interfaith relationships between religions and denominations, and the Christ state, what that really means. So that's just a tip of conversations that are coming. Sundays at 7 are going to be 60 minutes. 60 minutes, Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're someone who, as I said, would like to be a guest, please get in touch with me through the ministry office at Heaven on Earth Ministries. You can reach us at 810-432-0065, and the team there will get a message to me. I'm not on site with the ministry currently, but they will get a message to me. And you can also just email me, email Rebecca at heavenonearthcommunities.com. I'll be excited to share with you some upcoming news with the ministry as well. We've got everything from a new name change, logo, and a new director of ministries who has come on board to stand with me arm in arm and build the nonprofit that is here to be a holistic healing ministry domestically and, of course, internationally. You're going to be seeing some of my own offerings, Rebecca Johns, working with people across the borders in the next couple of months. You'll be seeing our work in Africa getting started. Super excited about that. So you don't have to be a domestic peep. If you're someone across a border, across an ocean, a continent or two away, I was just studying continents with my fourth grader today. If you're a continent or two away, that's the beauty of this technological age, is that we can still connect, know one another, and build some bridges for collaboration. The breakdown in woman. But I want you to know it's just as important that we give support and address what is happening with our men. I was recently reading something, and I want to share it with you because it's really at the heart of so much in our culture that's going on right now. And I believe that unless our male counterparts really stand up and take responsibility for what they're co-creating with us as women, that we're going to have a really hard time. And whether you call it, ascension, transformation, transfiguration, there's no one side of a coin doing it without the other side. My sisters who are searching and hungry for the divine feminine, they're not going to get what they're really looking for until they also reconcile with their divine masculine. Many women I talk to are out there demanding that their men get in touch with their divine masculine, but when a man gets in touch with his divine masculine and the woman is not in touch with her divine masculine, right, then there's still going to be issues. It's like saying to my male partner, you know, you got to get a good relationship with your dad so that you know how to be a good dad. In the meantime, I have daddy issues. So who cares how good of a dad my male counterpart is? How cares what to what degree he's developed himself if I don't have that space? So there is that part, but I want to read something to you to touch on the spirit of what's in the culture. And it came from a book by Jackson Katz called The Macho Paradox, Why Some Men Hurt Women and How All Men Can Help It. He says this: I draw a line down the middle of a chalkboard, sketching a male symbol on one side and a female symbol on the other. Then I ask just the men, what steps do you guys take on a daily basis to prevent yourselves from being sexually assaulted? At first, there is a kind of awkward silence as the men try to figure out if they've been asked a trick question. The silence gives way to a smattering of nervous laughter. Occasionally, a young guy will raise his hand and say, I stay out of prison. And this is typically followed by another moment of laughter before someone finally raises his hand and soberly states, think about it. Then I ask women the same question, what steps do you take on a daily basis to prevent yourselves from being sexually assaulted? And women throughout the audience immediately raise their hands. As the men sit in stunned silence, the women recount safety precautions they take as part of their daily routine. Hold my keys as a potential weapon. Look in the back seat before getting in. Carry a cell phone. Don't go jogging at night. Lock all the windows when I sleep, even on hot summer nights. Be careful not to drink too much. Don't put my drink down and come back to it. Make sure I see it being poured. Own a big dog. Carry mace or pepper spray. Have an unlisted phone number. Have a man's voice on my answering machine. Park in well-lit areas. Don't use parking garages. Don't get on elevators with only one man or with a group of men. Vary my route home from work. Watch what I wear. Don't use highway rest areas. Use a home alarm system. Don't wear headphones when jogging. Avoid forests or wooded areas, even in the daytime. Don't take a first floor apartment. Go out in groups. Own a firearm. Meet men on first dates in public places. Make sure to have a car or cab fare. Don't make eye contact with men on the street. Make assertive eye contact with men on the street. Mm-hmm. End of quote. Jackson Katz, the macho paradox. So I'm going to be asking men, I'm calling forth the men. Where are our men? I'm asking men, can you and would you rise up? And if you would, can I help? And if you've already stood up and cracked the code on your own deformity, and you're stood up now, right? You're not suppressed, oppressed, bent over, compromised in your own self. You're standing. Then would you come and be a voice on this platform? Because we need you, and the world needs you. And I've got men coming into our space that are going to be our special guests. I'm enthusiastic to bring them, but I want you to understand the context of this show is to leave you utterly and absolutely empowered in reality, because reality isn't always pretty, but you can be empowered to deal with it. You are welcome to follow me on social media. You're also welcome to get in touch with me at Rebecca@heavenonearthcommunities.com. Your life matters, and greater is the great spirit within you than anything in this world, and I believe in that great I am. And I'm here to help fan the flame of that great I am within you. So I thank you for tuning in. I'm Rebecca Johns, your host. Please be sure to follow me on TikTokgram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I look forward to being with you again, activating our great I am together, Sundays, 7 p.m. for 60 minutes Eastern Time. Peace.